One in three Britons do not know transgender women are biological males. By Kurt Sindelka on August 11, 2023. Over a third of the population of the UK are not aware that so-called transgender women are in fact biological males. As campaigners accuse the LGBT movement and the legacy media of adopting intentionally confusing lingo to muddy the debate around transgenderism. A survey conducted by the policy analysis firm Murray Blackburn McKenzie, MBM, found that 35% of Britons incorrectly believe a transgender woman was someone who was born as a biological woman or were unclear about what the term meant. The poll went on to find that there was even more confusion over the term trans woman, with 40% of the public unable to correctly define the term. The MBM survey found that there were disparities in understanding among different age groups. Yet interestingly, it was the 25 to 34 age group that was most confused about the issue, with just 55% being able to correctly state that a transgender woman was born as a man. Their younger cohort, from 18 to 24, showed a better understanding of the terminology. However, it was the elder generation, those above 55, that understood the terms the best, with 62% being able to define trans woman and 70% understanding what transgender woman means, The Telegraph reported. The policy analysis firm placed the blame on legacy media institutions such as the BBC for broadly adopting newfangled terminology surrounding gender without considering that the public might not be aware of what they are saying. Indeed, the BBC has previously come under criticism last year for failing to relay to its audience that an American serial killer was in fact a biological male, and was forced into editing an article to reflect that the transgender killer was not born as a woman as the original article had implied. Speaking to the Daily Telegraph, Lisa McKenzie of Murray Blackburn McKenzie said, "Using these terms, without spelling out what they mean for a person's sex as matter of course, will leave a large minority of people at best uncertain. At worst, they will have a back-to-front understanding of what they are being told or asked." These results show that to avoid confusion and misunderstanding, journalists and others need to spell out clearly what sex a person is being referred to, in any context where sex matters. "We also hope organizations which need to communicate with the public will commission further research as necessary to understand how language here may confuse or clarify." The director of the Sex Matters campaign group, Maya Forstadter, added, "Whether it is accuracy in a news story, politicians explaining a policy or service providers communicating a rule, they need to spell out clearly whether the person is male or female." Terms like trans woman and transgender women are confusing, intentionally so. The ability of the political class to accurately describe reality has also waned during the transgender debate, with Labour Party leader Sir Keir Starmer finally declaring that a woman is an adult female just last month after previously claiming that some women could have penises. Ex-First Minister of Scotland Nicola Sturgeon was also stumped when pressed on whether a convicted rapist who claimed to be transgender was in reality a woman and if the rapist should be placed in a female prison. The failure of Sturgeon to give a succinct answer was one of the factors attributed to her political downfall. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.